Alaska is continuing to see high daily new COVID-19 case counts and hospitalizations. The State Department of Health and Social Services announced 405 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases yesterday. Among the new cases confirmed across the state as of Tuesday night were 39 in Fairbanks and 13 in North Pole, one each in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Delta Junction, the Denali Borough, and the Yukon-Koyukuk Census Area. There were also eight new non-resident cases, including one in Delta and one at Prudhoe Bay. Alaska's average daily case rate is now 49 per 100,000 people. The DHSS reported no new deaths, but there were five additional hospitalizations, and there are currently 86 confirmed COVID patients, plus another nine awaiting test results hospitalized in Alaska. Nine patients are on ventilators. A DHSS-issued analysis of last week shows virus transmission accelerated in Alaska for a record fifth week in a row with 2,600 new cases. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink addressed the situation during an online question and answer session yesterday.
We are seeing hospitalizations pick up, and we are also seeing deaths pick up. So we are seeing both of those starting to increase across the state.
Dr. Zink emphasized that the sheer number of cases is the issue, as in general, most people are not getting severely ill, and those who are hospitalized are less likely to die.
Because we have a better understanding about the disease, and we have better treatment options.
Dr. Zink added that Alaska is entering a really challenging phase of the pandemic.
We are indoors. We have a lot of people that can come together in close spaces, and we have a lot of virus.
Despite having 300 people doing contact tracing, state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin said that the state cannot keep up with new cases and is relying on the public to help slow spread of the disease.
We're backlogged, and so if you test positive, we are going to rely very heavily on you to notify your own contacts as quickly as possible.
Dr. McLaughlin underscored the importance of getting tested right away if you have any COVID symptoms.
Right around that symptom onset time, because that's when you're going to have the highest likelihood of that test being positive.
McLaughlin said knowing that allows an infected person to take immediate action to both self-isolate and reach out to those they've had close contact with.